It's Hub City Streetlight Podcast, hosted by Grime Over. Hub City Streetlight.
Grime Mogul, the new southern voice representing the underdogs.
Tennessee made.
Hub City Music by Grime
Mogul.
Also, we're happy to announce our podcast edition, the exclusive Hub City Street Life podcast magazine by Grind Mogul, an unparalleled fusion of business and entertainment spotlighting Jackson, Tennessee natives on a global stage. Experience a curated collection dedicated to showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and local entertainment talent with the best ad advertising spots for individuals to share to the world with this magazine unbeatable prices. Available worldwide through various online outlets and street retail locations.
It's Hub City Streetlight Podcast, hosted by Grime Mogul.
Hub City Streetlight.
Hello, this is Hub City Street Life Podcast Motivation Talk, new episode series show by host Grind Mogul titled God is God All by Himself, Embracing the Infinite Strength Within. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests, and all those who have gathered here today in the pursuit of understanding, wisdom, and solace, I stand before you with a message that is as timeless as existence itself, yet as fresh as the dawn of each new day. It is a message rooted in the deepest fibers of our beings, echoing through the ages, across cultures, continents, and civilizations. Today we gather under a banner of hope, unity, and eternal truth with a theme that is both a declaration and a testament: God is God all by Himself. In the vast expanse of the universe, amidst the countless stars, planets, and the infinite dance of cosmic forces, there lies a profound truth that anchors our very existence. This truth is not merely about the omnipotence, omnipresence, or omniscience of the divine, but about the inherent relationship that exists between the Creator and the creation, It is a truth that reminds us of the unassailable reality that God, in His infinite wisdom and boundless love, is God all by Himself. But what does this truly mean for us? In a world teeming with challenges, where the winds of change, uncertainty, and adversity often buffet our lives, how do we find solace and strength in this truth? The answer, my friends, lies not in the seeking of external validation or the ephemeral comforts of the world, but in the deep, unshakable recognition of the divine presence within us and around us. God is God all by Himself is not just a declaration of divine self-sufficiency, it is a call to introspection and realization for each one of us. It is an invitation to acknowledge that within the grand design of the universe, we are not mere spectators but active participants, endowed with purpose, potential, and the promise of divine companionship. In moments of doubt and despair, when the path ahead seems shrouded in darkness, let us remember that the same God who commands the morning and paints the skies with the hues of the sunset is the God who whispers to our hearts in the stillness of the night. He is the architect of our destinies, the healer of our wounds, and the source of our strength. To embrace the truth that God is God all by Himself is to stand firm in the faith that no matter the trials we face, we are never alone. It is to live with the conviction that our lives are part of a grander narrative, one that is guided by divine hands and infused with divine purpose. It is to understand that our struggles, while real and often painful, are also opportunities for growth, transformation, and a deeper communion with the divine. As we navigate the complexities of life, let us hold fast to the truth that God does not change, falter, or fail. He is constant, a beacon of hope, and a foundation of strength for all who seek Him. In every season of life, whether in joy or in sorrow, in abundance or in need, let us draw near to Him with confidence and trust. In conclusion, my dear friends, let the truth that God is God all by Himself be a wellspring of hope, courage, and peace in your hearts. Let it inspire you to live with purpose, to love with abandon, and to face each day with a renewed sense of divine assurance and strength. For in recognizing and celebrating the sovereignty and sufficiency of God, we find the key to unlocking the infinite potential within ourselves and the courage to embrace the boundless possibilities that lie ahead. Thank you. And continue to stay tuned for Motivation Talk series by podcast executive host Grind Mogul, owner of Hub City Street Life Podcast.
For all inquiries, contact Grind Mogul on Google at Hub City Street Life Podcast or hubcitystreetlifepodcast@gmail.com. Subscribe to our podcast YouTube channel at Hub City Street Life Podcast.
It's Hub City Street Life Podcast, hosted by Grind Mogul.
Welcome, everyone, to another electrifying episode of the Hub City Street Life Podcast. From the host, Grind Mogul, and today, we're diving deep into a topic that's not just close to my heart, but also crucial for anyone looking to elevate their life in ways they've never imagined. We're embarking on a journey into our inner selves, exploring the essence of ego, spirituality, and the profound capabilities of our pineal gland. This is not just a talk. It's a transformative experience. So wherever you are, get comfortable, open your mind, and let's get started. In the hustle of our daily lives, caught between the grind of success and the pursuit of happiness, we often find ourselves shackled. Shackled not by the physical chains, but by something far more deceptive and internal, our ego. The ego is that voice inside your head that ties your worth to your achievements, your possessions, and how you're perceived by others. It's that barrier that stands between who you are and who you can be. But here's the kicker. To rise in true spiritual consciousness, to unlock a level of understanding and existence beyond the material, the first step is getting rid of your ego. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Absolutely. The ego has been our companion for as long as we can remember, dictating our decisions, our reactions, and our interactions. But the path to enlightenment, to truly awakening the power within, begins with acknowledging that the ego is not our ally in growth. It's the anchor that keeps us from sailing into the vast oceans of our spiritual potential. Let's talk about spirituality. Spirituality is not about escaping life, but about facing it more deeply, more consciously. It's about seeing beyond the immediate, beyond the material, and connecting with the essence of being. This connection, this heightened state of awareness, is what brings us closer to the true understanding of the universe and our place within it. And at the heart of this spiritual awakening is our pineal gland, often referred to as the third eye. The pineal gland, for those who might not know, is a small pine cone-shaped gland in the brain that, for centuries, has been linked to spiritual experiences. Activating your pineal gland is akin to unlocking a new dimension of thought, perception, and it's where the physical meets the spiritual, where the boundaries of our reality blur into the infinite possibilities of the universe. But here's the catch. Our lifestyle, our environment, and most importantly, our ego cloud this gland, hinder its function, and keep us tethered to the lower vibrations of our existence. So how do we begin to rid ourselves of the ego? How do we cleanse our pineal gland and embark on this journey of spiritual consciousness? It starts with mindfulness. Mindfulness in our thoughts, our actions, and our intentions. It's about observing ourselves, recognizing the moments when our ego takes the wheel, and choosing a different, a path of humility, of gratitude, and of compassion. It's a practice, a discipline that we must cultivate daily. Next is meditation. Meditation is the key that unlocks the door to our inner selves. It allows us to quiet the noise, to silence the ego, and to connect with our higher consciousness. Through meditation, we foster an environment for our pineal gland to thrive, to awaken, and to illuminate our spiritual path. And lastly, it's about community. Surrounding ourselves with like-minded individuals, with those who are also on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual awakening, there's strength in numbers, and as we uplift each other, as we share our experiences and our insights, we accelerate our collective evolution. In closing, I want to remind each and every one of you that this journey is not a race. There's no finish line to spirituality, no ultimate level of consciousness. It's a continuous path of growth, learning, and understanding. So as we conclude today's episode, I challenge you to look within, to confront your ego, and to take that first step towards spiritual consciousness. Remember, the only barrier between you and your true potential is yourself. Let's break those barriers together. Thank you for tuning in to the Hub City Street Life Podcast. This has been Grind Mogul, encouraging you to grind not just in the streets, but in your minds and spirits. Stay woke, stay blessed, and remember, the grind never stops.
If you would like marketing or podcast interview, etc., contact Grind Mogul.
Grind Mogul, the new Southern voice representing the underdogs.
To the sea made.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hub City Street Life, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the gritty streets and untold stories of urban living. The show host, Grind Mogul, and he's going to bring you the real, raw, and unfiltered experiences of those living in the inner city. From the struggles of poverty and crime to the triumphs of hard work and determination, we'll explore it all. So sit back, relax, and let's dive deep into the heart of the streets with Hub City Street Life.
You'll now reach the end of Hub City Street Life Podcast, hosted by Grind Mogul.